you really think it's a job, just look at him. Right? Look at Obama. When that guy got elected, he looked like he was about 41 years old. When he left office, that guy looked like he was about 73. Right? Look at Michelle. She looks younger now than she did when that dude got elected. What has she done for the last 8 years? Yeah, other than lay in a giant vat of Illuminati-level lotion, just sit there floating. A couple hours, a shapeshifter comes in and dumps another bucket on her. She pops her head up. Hey, Bam Bam, tell Stevie Wonder to come down and play some songs tonight.
It's a celebration, friends. A celebration of 2019. We're going to cover the best hits of 2019. We're going to talk a little bit about them. We're going to talk a little bit about the best of the decade. And when I say best, I'm talking about prominent. Most prominent topics. The most prominent pieces of work and analyses done over here. We're going to go through it, yeah. We're going to go through the top 10 shows of 2019 on the podcast. And then we're going to talk about the last decade from 2010 to 2019. Because I've been blogging since 2011. So close enough. We'll call it a full decade. We're going to go over the top 10 blog posts over the decade. But then I'm going to re-attack with what should be the most important topics of the decade. Because I feel like it's two different things going on there, and I'll explain why that is when we get there. And then we will very briefly cover some of the predictions of the new year. I'm not batting 1,000 on the predictions, but you know, it's a good time. And I figure, what the hey? If I hit one, if I nail one, then I'll just run with it and pretend I'm a prophet. I'm a Nostradamus. But just to let you know, I'm not. This is just me making guesses based upon what I'm seeing. So we're going to talk about that. Oh, and by the way, I don't know why you haven't signed up for Patreon yet. Patreon.com/IlluminatiWatcher. You get bonus stuff. So many bonus stuffs. Go take a look. Take a look for yourself. Tier 1 and Tier 2 got beefed up. We beefed them up. Bonus products for you. You don't want a 2.5 hour video that I made with clips from all of Stanley Kubrick's greatest films, these Shining, Eyes Wide Shut, Clockwork Orange, 2001 A Space Odyssey, where I explain to you how they all connect, how the Illuminati agenda is present. You'll get that. You'll get that on tier one. Do you want me to give you the coffee analysis or analogy? The coffee analysis. I'm losing my mind. The coffee analogy. It's one cup of coffee a month. To get the bonus content. And also, I've got so many bonus shows on there. You'll get the top 50 rapper list. Do you care what my favorite top 50 rappers are? Well, you should. You can get that. That's the bonus Patreon episode. And I made it as entertaining as I could. If you're not into rap music, which I know most of you aren't. Even if you're not into rap music, you can enjoy it. I put a lot of production into it, put little clips from the songs that I like, and you'll really enjoy it. I made it as entertaining as possible. I spent way more time on it than I probably should have, considering people don't care. They don't care. That's okay, though. I had a good time doing it, and I hope you have a good time listening to it. But that's only on the Patreon feed, patreon.com/IlluminatiWatcher. Sign up for all the great things. Now, let's get into the top 10 shows of 2019. Let's count down. Why don't we? Count down. Build the suspense for you guys. We're going to start with number 10. And this is based on the listens, because I can get the statistics of how many downloads and listens that we get on the episodes through my fantastic new host, Spreaker. I can get all these statistics now. And what I did was I took 2019 shows and stacked them up. Which one had the most listens? You get the point. Number 10, Nipsey Hussle. He's a rapper and he died. Got murdered in front of his own shop. His own shoppe. And curiously enough, I actually didn't upload the full episode on the main free feed. I gave a teaser because that was, again, another one of these Patreon bonuses, because I did a deep dive, a full analysis on Nipsey Hussle. And that was, I put a teaser on the free feed, which turned out to be quite the tease, because I didn't realize how many people were going to check that out. But yeah, it's safe to say some buggery was afoot with the old Nipsey Hussle case there. And as you know, I talked about it on Tinfoil Hat Podcast. That was one of my big moves of 2019, because that's a great show. I love the Tinfoil Hat Podcast. I was on there twice. Very proud moment. But yeah, I was on there talking about Nipsey Hussle back when it happened, and then I did a full, much deeper than what I talked about on Tinfoil on the Patreon feed. Oh, and if you're curious about the Patreon feed, I got a full index of all the bonus shows. You'll find it. Just go to the web. You can figure it out. You're a smart person. There's links to the index of all the bonus stuff. Number 9. Britney Spears breakdown. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. She's been in the conspiracy realm since I started blogging back in 2011. She's been on my mind for many years. And her, you know, there's allegations that she's been involved with MKUltra mind control. And she's been sort of proving it throughout this last year with all this battle over the ownership of her kids and ownership of her own self. Her like dad apparently is involved with it. A lot of allegedlys to be had there. And I went through all the historical events about her past and some present day weird things she was doing. And you loved it. That was number 9. Number 8. This was a strange one. This was a curveball. I was on another show called The Campfire Shit Show. And they were kind enough, Marilyn Bo, they were kind enough to let me share it with you guys. So I uploaded it. And, it, you know, when I go on these shows, sometimes it's a bit of a let's talk to the mainstream. Let's talk to the normies. They're not ready to go all the way in to the deep end. But we got into these ideas of the alternate reality. We talked about ritual sacrifices and the occult roots of channeling spirits and ritual magic, which is something I just talked about on a show on the Iconic Network. I don't know if you're subscribed to Iconic, David Icke's network. Just on a show there talking about channeling the spirits. Check out my socials if you are curious what I'm talking about for the links. Instagram at Isaac Weishaupt. Twitter at Illuminati Eyes. We talked about Tupac Shakur, who I've got to tell you was on the top 50 rapper list. If you didn't know that, you'll be shocked at where he ranked at on my list, though. I'll tell you that. Satanic goats. We're talking about the Baphomet and mind controlled people, the sheep, the listeners, their listeners, not my listeners. You're not a sheep. You're a wolf. So yeah, I was kind of surprised that was so well received. People loved it. So cool. That's great. Number 7. SMQ, my man. Returning champ. He has been on my show more than anyone else. Third appearance. He's got a very fascinating take on the world. On reality, as we call it. This simulation. And we broke down some of the very strange topics of the CIA consciousness experimentation that they were doing with a thing called the Gateway Experience. Which you can read the FOIA documents on that. If you didn't think the CIA was involved in remote viewing and all this weird occult stuff, you are wrong. You are wrong. They've been looking into this for a long time, and they're much further along than we think. You know, they say that the powers that be are 20 years ahead technologically than we understand. And that's one of the main areas there. We talked about the occult concepts with aliens and the UFOs and the UAPs and the fake moon landing and all this crazy stuff. And it was a really good show. SMQ's a great guest. We'll probably have him back on in 2020, right? You guys love it. Number 6. That fake-ass moon landing. Who could believe we went to the moon? Not you, not I. None of us. Nobody believes we went to the moon. Boomers. The boomers believe it. The boomers believe in a version of America that wouldn't lie to them. Even though they popped the dome off JFK in front of everybody, and then his brother, and then Jack Ruby. I'm just kidding. I actually know a lot of boomers that are into this conspiracy stuff. They're the OGs, okay? Let's give respect to the boomers. They're the ones that planted the seed of conspiracy. You know, Jim Mars, Tex Mars, Bill Cooper. My pops, he was a boomer. And you know what he did? He was into conspiracy. He was into the Nazi stuff. Because that's a big occult agenda right there with the Nazis, who arguably, I don't know if we could argue it anymore, part of NASA. But anyways, on this show, I talked about the fake-ass moon landing, all the reasons why it's fake. My beliefs, of course. And the occult symbolism. The Apollo mission, the giant penis flying through the air, piercing the lunar veil. It's the same symbolism as the obelisk and the dome. The male penetrating the female. And if you didn't think old Buzz Freemason Aldrin wasn't doing, and Neil Armstrong weren't doing the Freemason ceremonies with their little flag that they took up there with them, then you're wrong. Which is, by the way, ironically, the only thing that I believe that would sway me to the side of believing that moon landing would be that they claim, well, they don't claim, they said that they took the Freemason flag up with them, which is housed in D.C. somewhere, I believe. That'd be the only thing that would make it believable. But I would argue that we went up to the orbit of the moon, and that's where they did the ritual. And they never landed on the moon. I mean, they were showing it to the world live on TV, an operation that they weren't confident would work. So they were trying to figure out, like, how can we do this, right? Can we show our astronauts dying on the moon live? And then what happened with the Soviets? They just gave up? Is that what we're to believe? They just gave up. We had this big space race, spent all this money. We get out there first, even though we were getting beaten, everything else. And then all of a sudden, the Soviets are just like, eh, all right, they won. They're not even going to bother to go up, even though they've invested so much into it. They're not going to bother to go up, even though they were the first to do all these things like orbiting the Earth. First satellite. Yeah, just listen to that episode if you want to hear me rant more about it. Number five. Appropriately placed number five is 5G. Part one, of course. I did a two-part series on it. And this is the one where we start to understand the idea of the kill grid and the true dangers of these beam-forming signals that the 5G grid creates. I believe we can say without a doubt that it's going to be a surveillance tool. We could say with a little bit of conspiracy-minded ideas that it's going to be the revolution of mankind, what it takes to push us into the transhuman hell. Oh my goodness. It's saturating our environment with man-made signals. It's saturating our environment with EMF radiation, increasing the anxiety, increasing the tumors. We talked about all that in the 5G part one. Very interesting topic. 2020 will be 5G is one of the things to look for. Because as you know, big telecom is pushing to make this thing roll out as fast as possible without any studies in it whatsoever. Because what do they care, right? They're psychopaths. Obsessed with domination. Number four. Speaking of psychopaths, Michael Jackson, Leaving Neverland. I watched 4 hours of Michael Jackson documentaries, Leaving Neverland, of him being alleged to be abusing these young boys. It was hell. It was literally hell. But I wanted to provide my ideas on it, on the allegations of Michael Jackson, the gray area that you could talk to either side of the case. Because I know talking to you guys on social media that some of you don't believe in this stuff. Some of you believe Michael Jackson's innocent. Well, I'm here to tell you he's not. I'm here to tell you he's not. Innocent, I mean, in regards to what, though, right? I think, like, my takeaway is that he was abused himself. He was part of the same ring of disgusting people that are doing this crazy stuff to kids. He was subjected to it, and it messed with his head. It messed with his wiring. So, like, not to say he's, like, innocent, but, like, I think he... Is it wrong to say he comes by it honestly? I don't think he comes at it from the same angle as these weirdos, these sickos that are into these power moves and messing with these kids for archonic energy, for the adrenochrome, if you will. Number three, we're already at the top three, Billie Eilish. I talked about this young lady. All the symbolism in all the videos was covered. She had this Saturnian symbolism left and right, the alchemical process showing us the first stage of Negredo, the blackening, the Baphomet, the witchcraft symbolism. And of course, she shows herself in the bathtub. What does that mean? What does the bathtub mean? Well, I think you already know the answer to that. But she's all about this new age, the age of the crown and conquering child, as you can see in a video of hers. What's the song called of the video? I don't know off the top of my head. Something about wearing a crown. You should see me in a crown, I think it's called. Well, indeed. Indeed. She's following 666 people on Instagram. When are you going to wake up? I'm here for you. When you're ready. She's a shill. She was named like the Billboard Person of the Year. They want to pretend like she's going to be the savior. She's the one for these kids to look to for advice on everything. Meanwhile, you'll notice in every interview they ever talk to her, they're lobbing softball questions. What's your favorite food? Ooh, do you like pizza? You know, these silly ass questions. You know, she thinks she's so smart. She says that she knows more than all these adults. Well, let's get into some real questions then. Let's hear some real answers. You're so damn smart. You tell us. Number two. Flat Earth, part one. This was quite the ordeal, this Flat Earth journey. A two-part series. In the first part, we got into Mark Sargent. Do you know who he is? He's one of these OGs of Flat Earth. He has this video series called The Flat Earth Clues. We talked about Richard Byrd and his trips to Antarctica. And we talked about Netflix's Behind the Curve, a documentary about Flat Earth and Flat Earthers. These people are nuts. Do not talk to them. No, I'm just kidding. I've said it before. They've got a welcome home here because I get it, right? I get what they're saying. We can't trust NASA. We can't trust the space programs to tell us the truth on some levels. But ultimately, I take away that the Earth is, in fact, round. And in fact, the round Earth stuff has been around for hundreds of years. They give you this false idea that this is a more recent invention. It's actually been around for a long, long time. Hundreds of years, the round Earth. The spherical Earth, if you will. If you want to be scientifically accurate, it's the spherical Earth. So yeah, I'm married to the ball, for sure. Number one. The number one show of 2019 with over 23,000 spins and counting. Google. The Google conspiracy. Again, a two-part show where we talk about Google, the rulers of reality. They're creating reality by telling you what it is. Anytime someone asks a question, without a doubt, 100% of the time, somebody in the room is going to say, just Google it. Instead of talking about it, instead of trying to figure it out. And it has its place, right? I'm not saying it doesn't. And I'm also not saying that they're not probably the, you know, best search engine available. I would say that. I'd say they're pretty good. Unless you're looking for conspiracy stuff. Then you got to go to like Bing. But yeah, we talked about all this stuff with Google, how they rank what they want you to think. And they're creating reality, the more power we give them. And they, of course, own YouTube, which, of course, you already know is shutting down all the conspiracy videos. Which is funny because only 1% of the videos on YouTube are conspiracy. Less than that. but they're so adamant to make sure you can't watch them. They're so adamant to make sure they tell you and warn you what the real truth is on the video. You look up a video for the fake moon landing in there, if you can find it, first off, and you'll see the Wikipedia or Encyclopedia Britannica entry below the video telling you, well, no, it's true, it happened. Here we go, here's why. And then we talked a little bit about Shane Dawson and Jake Paul and these losers handled by the Illuminati and Google and YouTube. They're told what to do and when to do it. Talked about SESTA and FOSTA, censorship in the name of sex trafficking. It's all about censorship, as we'll hear soon when we talk about the biggest things of the decade. And then Patreon even joined in on shutting down some of these conspiracy type folks, some of the right wingers. You know, Alex Jones, Carl Benjamin, Jordan Peterson. And I'm not a right-wing guy, but I am definitely against the idea of shutting down certain voices. So there you have it. That was the top 10 shows of 2019. And then behind that, you know, if you want to get in a little deeper, number 11 was the Chappelle Show, Sticks and Stones. We talked about that. Number 12 was Flat Earth, Part 2. So as you can see, Flat Earth, very dominant on the interests of the folks. Number 13, we talked about Travis Scott and the Super Bowl. So there you have it. Now, let's get into the top 10 events of the decade. And as you know, on IlluminatiWatcher.com, I've been writing articles furiously for a long time. Well, I kind of slowed down in the last couple of years, focused on podcasting, of course, because as you already know, Google pushed me to the page 3. So it's kind of pointless, right? So yeah, we'll call it a decade that I've been looking at this stuff. Now, first we're going to talk about the top 10 posts on the website. But these aren't really accurate as to what's the top most interesting thing because, as you know, in 2016 is when I started getting pushed to the third page of Google. So it's hard to really gauge what the top story was. But, you know, the first 5 years was a pretty solid run. And unfortunately, that's what most of these top hits were from, was those first 5 years. And I also want to caveat that I made a series of posts called the Decoding Illuminati Symbolism Series. It's talking about like the Saturn symbol, the all-seeing eye, the triangles, MK Ultra bathtub stuff, all that. And I'm not including those in here. Those are actually all in the top 10. But they're not very topical, you know. And I will be covering those on a podcast series for Rusty out there on Patreon. Wanted me to talk about symbolism. So I'm going to do that. And then I'm also going to record devoted shows to each of these topics. So stay subscribed, friends. Stay subscribed. Number 10, symbolism of the Grammys. People love a good high-profile ritual and the symbolism that we see. So I've been watching all these dumb award shows for many years. And that always hits real big. Number 9, Prince. Prince died. And that was a huge topic in the conspiracy world. As you know, he died in front of the elevator. On top of an 8-pointed star, the star of chaos magic, the star of Ishtar, the goddess symbolism. On the floor, he had symbolism of the moon and the sun. Of course, symbolic in the idea of balancing and reconciling the opposites. Number 8, MH370. Here was a plane that disappeared. 21st century, it just disappeared. This big giant plane tracked with all these radars, gone. Can't find it. And then these people say, well, you know, Isaac, the ocean's so big. Oh, really? They can't find the big ass plane that they've been tracking on a radar the whole time? They don't have that technology. Okay, all right, I gotcha. You know, people are so silly to think these things. Like I said earlier, the technology available is at least 20 years ahead of what we are aware of, and they want to pretend like we've gone back in technology, like with the moon stuff, right? Well, we're going back to the moon, and NASA's like, well, we lost the technology. We couldn't even do it again if we wanted to. That doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense. All technology evolves and improves over time. It does. I studied engineering for 8 years. Paid all my money to all these colleges for all this silly education. And that's just not simply the way it works. Moore's Law, take a look at that. Everything goes faster. But that's not what NASA says. NASA, the kings of science. What? We were talking about print. No, we were talking about MH370, the plane. Yeah, so the plane, gone. Can't find it. What happened to it? Well, it flew through a portal ripped into the sky by all these occultists trying to make contact with the aliens. Like the Babylon workings of Aleister Crowley. That's what happened to it. Went to another dimension. Number 7. Disney. Frozen. I made a post. And look, some of these posts that I wrote them a long time ago before I really was good at... Well, I don't want to toot my own horn. Before I was decent at writing, okay? And Frozen conspiracy theories was one of my poorly written ones. But hey, it was very popular. Very topical. And it was mostly focused on... Because if you recall, at the time... There was this big argument about the gay stuff. But to sum it up very briefly, there was an argument that Frozen was a pro-homosexual movie. And Disney was trying to make the kids homo. And as you know already, I support the LGBT, so on and so forth, community. I'm not really supportive of the idea of labels. I don't really love that. I think, but hey, you know what? Whatever. I get it. But so this was a little more of an opinion piece than anything, because I think it's a distraction. I think this whole argument about, oh, gays are burning in hell and all this stuff, I think it's just a distraction, to be honest. I think this is just a way of keeping our eye off of the big agenda, the big movement. You could argue against this, of course. I'm no stranger to the conspiracy world. I know what people are saying about the gay agenda being part of the Illuminati and the liberalization of the world, which I'm not going to argue. There are some elements that tie us into the ideas of Adam Weishaupt, founder of the Illuminati. So I don't disagree on some levels, but like ultimately, like I don't care about the gay stuff. If people want to be gay, go for it. Number 6. Again, appropriately, synchronistically placed at number 6. A post about views from the 6. Drake, Mr. Minerva himself. He's always got the symbolism of the owl, the October's very own label that he started. And the owl, of course, symbolic of Minerva. And I just had an article about this album he had, Views from the 6. And how they were posting a 6 with an all-seeing eye inside of it all over the world, different spots. And the 6, of course, the symbolic hand gesture of 666, the womb of the Illuminati, if you will. Because Drake's pushing the symbolism, he really is. Number 5, Lil Wayne's video, My Homie Still. This is the first article I wrote that blew up. This is the first article that I got so much traction for because... At the time, I connected it to the Aurora Batman shootings because in the video, which came out before the Aurora shootings, just prior to it, it showed a bunch of skeletons in the movie theater. And if you count the skeletons up, you can find this image if you search the images on Google, of course, you can see that I made this image that a lot of people have taken since then. And the number of skeletons counts up to the same number of victims at the Aurora shooting. Lots of weird symbolism in that video. Like, they had the gas canisters in the video, which is what happened in the movie theater, apparently. Very strange. And then there was connections with the Joker, you know, because of the Aurora shooting. The guy was dressed up like the Joker or whatever. Not when he did the thing, but his hair was. And in the video, you could see the Joker. Very strange. Number 4. Dave Navarro, is he in the Illuminati? Yes, my best friend Dave Navarro. I've been talking about him for many years. And his Illuminati symbolism, all of his occult stuff, the tattoos. I mean, he's got the symbol, look at his neck tattoo right in the front of his neck. He's got one. The cross of Leviathan, the satanic cross. And I called him out on it. And he reached out and I went on a show a couple times. And he said, we're friends now. His words, not mine. I'll take the clout where I can get it. Okay, folks? You know, throw me a bone once in a while. But yeah, he's in the Illuminati for sure. So be sure to check that out. Number three, Beyonce. She did a video called Drunk in Love. And again, this is early in my, this isn't my proudest writing, but I talk about some of the symbolism on there, basically. Her and Jay-Z. And again, this has to do with the timing of when I wrote the articles as to why they were so popular. Number two, Ariana Grande's. Is she in the Illuminati? Of course she is. Look at all the stuff she's been doing. And the Break Free video, you see the Kabbalistic Tree of Life. She talks about channeling demons. I talked about all this in an article called Is Ariana Grande in the Illuminati? And you love it. Number one, this is the highest page count view at over a quarter million views on this thing. The death of Paul Walker, who admittedly I don't really follow. I don't really know much about the guy besides those lame Fast and the Furious movies. But that was one of the first posts to really blow up as far as dead celebrities. And how curious that Google would immediately start shutting me down and all these dead celebrity conspiracies are fading into obscurity. Only to those who are interested in learning do they find these things. So yeah, go to IlluminatiWatcher.com. Check out all the articles. Subscribe to the newsletter. I'm not saying I'll never write blog posts again. I just haven't done them a lot. I've been focused on podcasting because that's the only way I can get to you guys reliably. But yeah, sign up for the newsletter and we can stay connected forever. That's my newsletter subscription. I pay for that. I'm not selling it. I'm not giving it to anyone ever. So you can trust me. Let's build our trust. Now, what should be the most important topics of the decade? What should be the most important topics of the decade? Well, I ranked them according to what I think. Purely subjective. Number 10, those damn missing planes. MH370 and MH17, we had two of these missing planes. Now, MH17, of course, they claim was shot down by a surface-to-air missile. Why that didn't start a giant war, I don't know. But it apparently was. And MH370, of course, never found. I already talked about it. Number 9, these mass shooters. Tragically. We had many shooters over the last 10 years. We had the Aurora shooting at the Batman Theater. At the movie playing the Batman movie. The symbolism of the Joker. You could find that through a couple of mass shooters, right? There was the ones in Las Vegas that were dressed up like the Joker. The new Joker movie that came out, they were warning us about mass shooters, potentially. And I blame Hot Topic and Spencer's Gifts for that kind of attitude. Selling trench coats to these bullied kids that want to be the Joker. We also had Sandy Hook, where they shot all those kids. That guy shot all those kids. The kid that was on all the SSRIs, the anti-depression pills that messed with his brain. He looked all MK Ultra kill gridded out when you look at his photo. But there was all these weird symbolism of Sandy Hook in the Batman movie. It was on the map. Clearly, you can see on the same Batman movie where the Aurora shootings happened, you can clearly see Sandy Hook is on a map that they point to. Very strange. Sandy Hook is also featured in a movie called Dream House with the guy who plays James Bond. And he references it on a business card for a mental therapist. A psychiatrist, if you will. We also had Santa Fe. There was a kid shooting up stuff. And he had posted an image on his socials that said a bunch of weird stuff. But it said Baphomet equals evil, Cthulhu equals power. What was this kid into? Believe you me, the mass media didn't even look into it. They just thought nothing of it, apparently. Las Vegas, we had that big shooting with Stephen Paddock. Completely unsolved. No idea why. Just normal activity, apparently. And then Trayvon Martin, his dad. You can see photos of him wearing Freemason stuff. And then also we had Anders Breivik in Norway. Killed 77 kids. But what was curious was that he claimed that he helped refound the Knights Templar, the occult group that was worshipping the Baphomet head, the goat head. These occultists, they're of course tied into this overarching conspiracy about maintaining power of the occult underground. Number 8, Ritual magic. It is a theme we have seen over and over the last 10 years, and it's getting worse and worse. Meme magic was an idea we saw. That's what got Donald Trump elected with Keck, Pepe the Frog. Do you recall that? All these 4chan folks were spreading the Pepe the Frog stuff, and they wanted Trump in as the chaos candidate, and that's what they got. I mean, before the election, no one believed Trump was going to win. No one did. But it happened. Arguably because of the meme magic. Juice WRLD, the rapper, died from a seizure. And before that, there was this viral campaign on TikTok, some silly video app, and kids were doing the Juice WRLD dance, and they were acting like they were having seizures and drooling out their mouths and stuff. They were charging the sigil. They were charging the unconscious, the subconscious. And of course, entertainment in the last 10 years has flooded our kids' minds with all this idea of occult magic, Harry Potter, Tree Fu Tom, some show where they had kids doing actual rituals. If you watch it, it's a Disney show, I think. The Magicians, The Order, Sabrina, all these shows were pushing magic, making it popular to the kids. And I found an article on December 23rd, slate.com, and it basically, to sum it up, analyzes this last decade's trend, suggesting that all this witchcraft stuff and occult symbolism is the result of the economic downturn, capitalism, and reactions from the millennial generation. That's what they say. I don't know if that's true. I would argue that the Illuminati has been behind all of this. Number 7, dead celebrities. All these celebrities dying. Paul Walker already talked about. Prince. Aaron Rodriguez, who was painting Illuminati all-seeing eye triangles on his prison cell. Philip Seymour Hoffman. Bobby Christina, who died just like her mom, Whitney Houston, in the bathtub, which is the place where, you know, fill in the blank, the place where the Illuminati goddess must die, where she must pass over to the next dimension. She was terrified to get in the bathtub, yet she died inside of one in Roswell, Georgia. And then they put her in a funeral home full of Masonic Egyptian symbolism. Robin Williams, Joan Rivers, Peaches Geldof, who her pops is Bob Geldof, prominent music guy. She was in the OTO, had the tattoo. Ordo Templi Orientis, that's the one Aleister Crowley was in doing the magic, the ritual magic. Ultimate Warrior and Chris Cornell and the Chester Bennington. All these celebrities are dying. Michael Jackson and Brittany Murphy almost made the cut, but they died in 2009. Number 6, dead rappers. Not just celebrities, but rappers. We had to include that as their own category because that is my shtick. Lil Peep, XXXTentacion, Juice WRLD, Mac Miller, all dead. Drugs and guns and all the things they charge through their lyrics, right? Number 5, Kanye West. Oh my goodness. This guy, he's been on my mind for many years. He had a car accident, felt like he had died, and then came back, resurrected as the new man. Before he got famous, of course. He said that George Bush doesn't like black people. He cut Taylor Swift off. He said, I'm going to let you finish, but first, I'm going to make you famous. That's what we should be saying. And then he said that slavery was a choice. This guy's not scared of anything, okay? Right or wrong, whatever you believe. And I go on the fence. I'm on the fence about it. I vacillate back and forth between if this guy's on the right team or not. But he's not scared of anything. He made Jesus Walks a gospel song. Then got pretty dark, talking about how he should be in the Bible himself. Then the Illuminati puts his wife, Kim Kardashian, in the bathtub and threatens her life with the Passover, you know, like Bobby, Christina, and Whitney Houston. And then he has a breakdown, and then he has a gospel album now. Very curious this guy is. Married into the Kardashian-Jenner family, of course, as you know, which has its own share of symbolism and ideas. Travis Scott was into it for a minute. And then he got out. Number 4, aliens. That's going to be the big one. That's the big one. Should be number one, maybe. No, I'm looking at number one right now. Number four is Aliens. It's going to be, they're pushing the idea, creating the cognitive models in our mind to accept it. And believe you me, by the end of the next decade, by 2029, aliens will not simply be believable, but they'll be a fact. And I'm still trying to decide if I want to believe in that fact or not. The idea that NASA is telling us that they exist makes me wonder. The idea that Tom DeLonge and this Navy pilot, David Fravor, want to make us believe they exist, I don't know if I buy that. It's all about the occult agenda here. But maybe, you know, I used to be a big alien supporter. Could be. We'll see what happens. But yeah, in the last decade, they made more moves on the alien agenda than ever before. Number three. It's pizza time. Pizzagate. We gotta whisper about this one. All these weirdos doing all these things. Oh, boy. You know, the WikiLeaks showed us these weirdos talking about getting hot tubs full of hot dogs and finding the pizza map on the handkerchief. And the mass media immediately, instead of looking into it, instead of asking, you know what, that is kind of weird. Why is John Podesta talking about if someone wants their handkerchief back, it has the pizza map on it, and how they want extra walnut sauce? Instead of them asking why they were saying that, instead of them going directly to them and asking them, you'll notice that they instead shouted it down as a conspiracy theory, and it's just crazy talk. I don't know about you, but I don't believe it. Something's going on there. I don't know if it's what the conspiracy folks are saying, where it's this ring of child abuse. It definitely could be, right? It's something going on. And, you know, the child abuse rings do happen, right? Which takes us to number two. I went back and forth on this should be number one or number two. The story of the decade. The JFK of our generation, Epstein. Old Oopstein himself. He was already in trouble for messing with the kids. And then he got in trouble again. Why are they messing with the kids? It's for the adrenochrome. Right? Could be the adrenochrome. It could be for the archons, for the sustenance that they desire, this fear that they're trying to get. All tied into the occult rituals of the past. But yeah, old Epstein, you know, this guy's, the official story is they arrested him. And then he committed suicide. Oh, man. Dead man tell no tales. He had all these connections. The Clintons. The Trumps. The royal family. Courtney Love. All these celebrities. All these buddies in the system. And then he died. Then he committed suicide. Yeah. Because, you know, he... Oh, which makes a lot of sense, right? Because this guy already got arrested 10 years ago for it. And he's got so much money and so much influence and so much power that he got off. He got off with doing this stuff, and they didn't bother to tell the victims that, oh, by the way, we let your, the guy that abused you, we just let him off with like some probation or whatever. They didn't even tell him about it. And here this guy, so supposedly he kills himself. Okay. He had a first attempt at suicide. They can't find the footage. Okay. They lost the footage. The most famous arrest in arguably all time. Oh, man, the security guards fell asleep. Yeah, darn it. And then he actually killed himself. They can't find the footage for that either. Darn it. Then they said he was, even though he was on suicide watch, he died from hanging. God knows how. Then Epstein's brother paid celebrity pathologist, as a pathologist? Coroner. Dr. Michael Baden, to do an autopsy, and he said it was not it was murder. Sorry. It's murder. He said it was not suicide. It was murder. Then we saw Amy Robach, a journalist. She tried to release the story again. She tried to reinvigorate the story a few years ago. But ABC, owned by Disney, squashed it. Why did they do it? Well, they said it was to protect the royal family because the royal baby was coming, Kate Middleton. And they didn't want Prince Andrew and all that royal family stuff to get involved. And it was curious that he got his first job. This guy drops out of college, Epstein, and he gets his first job through who? William Barr's dad. William Barr, acting attorney general, of course, when all this went down. And Barr's dad actually wrote a sci-fi novel about imprisoning kids and sexually abusing them. All just coincidence. And then YouTube, the Rusty Shackleford channel, shows Harper Crate statue on Epstein's Lolita Island. Statue of Harper Crate, which symbolize, it's at placed at the entrance of temples where the ritual dramas were performed, and the initiate would see this as the vow of silence before entering. And of course, that was in the damn island. So, curiously enough, Epstein's going to fade into obscurity. Might not even be dead. I'd argue he's not dead. He's on some island somewhere. Full facial reconstructive surgery. This guy is way too powerful, which actually supports the argument that they did, in fact, kill him. Either way, we're not getting the whole story. We can agree on that, can't we? Number one. The number one story of the entire decade. The biggest topic. The biggest thing to worry about. Censorship. We've successfully traded in our free speech through the social justice warriors, through the fear of terrorist acts and stuff. We've given up our privacy, and now we're facing censorship. Google and YouTube, you've heard me cry about this for many, many shows, are already showing us how they are creating reality. They don't want the dissenting voices telling us what's real. My man Sam Tripoli, his YouTube channel, apparently the statistics and the views and the subscribers don't make sense. They're manipulating the numbers. They passed a net neutrality act, which says they can throttle back the speeds at which websites you go to. If Disney owns the Comcast, they might slow down your access to Netflix and speed up your access to Disney Plus. Totally legal now. FOSTA SESTA, of course, an argument that they say, well, we're here to protect the kids and the sex trafficking. Yeah. No, not really. That's not really what happened. It turned out that it censored anything sexual content for adults to listen to. They lumped it in with them and started censoring them. So we've opened up the door to censorship and the First Amendment, free speech. I've said it before and I'll say it again. They got us worried about the Second Amendment when we should be thinking about the First. Finally, geez, here we go. Prediction results. 2019, I predicted Tekashi 6ix9ine would get out of prison. That was my closest prediction. All the other ones were wrong. I talked about Selena Gomez going extra crazy, and I don't know if that really happened. I talked about Tekashi 6ix9ine getting out because they were like, oh, he's going to be in prison for 47 years, which would have made him get out at the age of 69, ironically. And he almost did. He almost got out in 2019, but they gave him 2 years, so he'll be out in 2020. Now, as far as predictions for 2020, again, watch the alien agenda come up. Watch Billie Eilish. She'll be making moves. I'm telling you, they want to portray this girl as the voice of the generation, and I'd argue that she's not. There's nothing prolific that's came out of her mouth that I've heard. I'm not saying she's an idiot. I'm just saying, like, if she's this genius prodigy, I don't see it, right? But she's sure to be part of this 2020 campaign. She is, in fact, an industry plant, I believe, set to sway the masses. In 2018 and 2019, there were so many articles talking about how she's the next influencer and how she's the voice of the generation. Billboard said, Woman of the Year. And then, of course, Travis Scott. I think Travis Scott's got some more coming up. I don't know what. I just know he's been pushing the occult symbolism of the alchemical process. So there you have it. Again, check out my top 50 rappers list. Patreon.com/IlluminatiWatcher. Not only will you get access to that show, you'll get all the other shows and all the other bonus contents. You'll get all those cool things, all the perks you sign up for. For a limited time, I've got a tier 2. It's the high-priced option, but I'll give you a personal shout-out on the podcast the first week of the month. I will see who's on that list still and shout them out. You can do that. And then after that, bump it down to tier 1. That's the cheaper tier. but that gives you access to the show. Early access, no commercials. You still get the Dark Path. You'll still get Kubrick's Code. You'll still get the 2.5 hour Kubrick's Code video I made. So many great things. So go sign up. Support the show in 2020. Patreon.com/IlluminatiWatcher. Sign up now. Tell a friend. And until next time, stay woke.